Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations along the Genesis Communications Network. GCN Live is their website. We're also on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets across the country, and we're on leading independent stations scattered in for good measure around the country as well. Now, we do broadcast around the world on the internet, and I found out some interesting things about the podcast yesterday, which I'll be telling you about here once we get done with this. And, of course, we're also on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thank you for keeping us and in America rolling along. Now, our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, certainly you guys and gals, our FedEx, our UPS, who, by the way, are tomorrow going back behind closed doors to try to kick out an agreement before their strike comes out the end of the month, and I hope that doesn't happen. I'm sure they do, too. Now, the bulk mail carriers out there, too. Appreciate all you guys and gals hauling the mail. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the petroleum products out there so that we can all get up and down the highway when we need to. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. Getting a lot of feedback over there. And we have a chat room over there, too. You can get in on the radio show that way. And we're also on, and this is the internet, we're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social, which is Donald Trump's social website. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And I'm going to tell you where I also found out we're just rocking, socking it. We had over a million listeners to our podcast Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to 6 p.m. on Amazon Music. We've just been put over there as American, conservative, and patriotic, and we just had a huge splash over there. Thank you very much for the people that were listening to us that way. Also on Spotify, on Player FM. Now, in India, the internet service, which is like the Indian version of iHeart, is called Radio Guana, G-U-A-A-N-A. Thousands of people download that podcast and listen to us every day over there. And we're also in Africa on the same sort of thing, similar to iHeart, but they call it Boom Play in Africa. And then we're on Google. We're on Odyssey, we're on iHeartRadio, and we're on the Apple Podcast. So that's how come there's been such a huge splash with our podcast and all the numbers we keep seeing. I knew there was something going on, but I didn't know what, and I found out yesterday. I did a lot of research on it. So thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody that's listening to me, and we appreciate it, and we're going to keep earning your trust. All right, back to Kyle Warren, who's going to start things out, the professor of politics out there in California. Good morning, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning to the world. Good morning to the world. Now, how about that? We can actually say that. I mean, I knew something was going on when I kept seeing these numbers going out of sight. And boom, now I found out.
It's really exciting, isn't it? I mean, it's really, really something.
Well, to know that somebody takes the time in a foreign country to listen to your show, hell yeah. I knew about Germany, I knew about India, but I didn't know about these other ones, but now I do, because I went to look to see, per the podcast distribution, where it was going, and when Amazon popped up, holy smokes, that was the big one. But anyway, there you go. Now, you ready for the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, tonight we're going to start with something different, because I was taking a look at some of the financial pages last night and just skimming through them. And on the very last page of the financial section was this article, America's Financial Center of Gravity Moves South. Well, naturally, that got my attention because I'm South, right?
Of course.
So listen to this. Over $100 billion in economic might has shifted out of the Northeast towards six expanding southern states. Now, according to Bloomberg, they dubbed the $100 billion wealth migration the shift defines the post-pandemic era, with families and businesses in search of new opportunities in red states. Now, why this matters is pretty simple. States with a higher population and bigger economy hold more sway over national politics and priorities. By 2030, red states with booming economies and inward migration could see an uptake in the congressional seats. Significantly, the states we're talking about are Arizona, Florida, Idaho, and Texas, all of whom could gain seats, while California, your state, Illinois, Minnesota, and New York will most likely lose some more, cementing new power for the South in the years to come, changing the power base. And people are not moving because they're coming down here to be Democrats. They're moving because they're coming down here, and this is a leading group of voters that come down here. Independents. How do you like that?
Well, it's really very interesting. It certainly is a cautionary tale to many of the big blue states who don't want to have great economies that are booming.
Now, I'm going to finish this when we come back because there's more to this. But ladies and gentlemen, this is a huge story that nobody wants to talk about, but we're going to. You bet we're going to. And I'll be right back with more. And congratulations to the people that are moving down here. I've talked to a lot of you in my travels, and thank you and welcome aboard.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Appreciate that. And by the way, don't forget you can also get our podcast over at our syndicator's website, gcnlive.com. They divide it up in hours. You can get each individual hour of the show over there, which is something a little bit different than our other podcast distributors don't do. So if you want to get it hour one, hour two, hour three, and hour four of the weekday show, go over there, gcnlive.com, and that's the way you'll get it. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Yep, MyPillow.com, been talking about them for a while. Take advantage of the great sale they got going on right now, his 20th year anniversary sale. Now, he's got some real good deals on pillows. You can buy one and get one on the smaller pillows that they've got there, the 1998 pillows. Or you can buy the queen-size My Pillow, which is a $50 savings right now at $19.98. Or you can buy the king-size, which is $10 more, but it'll still save you $50 on the price. So all the pillows are on sale, and you can really, really, really have a good time. Those make great gifts to people. But for the people that in your life you know might enjoy getting a better night's sleep because they got a rotten pillow, or maybe one of the clues is when you go to their house, you see two or three pillows stacked up. That means that their pillows aren't making it. They get a couple of My Pillows, and I'm telling you, it's the equivalent of having those three or four stacked up in the air. So there you go. But MyPillow.com, the promo code will always be the word Captain. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. And you can call them on the telephone, get a live person 24-7, even right now, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Call them up, order a pillow, take advantage of the prices there. Buy one, get one on the smaller ones or on the queen size, save $50, $19.98. And for $10 more, you get the king size, a great big pillow. And again, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. And I know Kyle's going to be marking that off his Christmas list because he's going to give a bunch of pillows for Christmas, aren't you?
Well, we'll certainly see, absolutely.
All right, let me go back to what I was talking about, that America's Financial Center is beginning to move south, and there's been a big movement of money and businesses and people with homes and this, that, and the other. Now, what the amount of money is, and this is astronomical to even think about, $100 billion has come to the southern states that I just mentioned, Florida and Texas and Georgia and South and North Carolina, the majority of which has been going to Florida, by the way.
Yes, exactly.
And then they wonder why people are flourishing in Florida and why we're happy with our governor who's just riding the wave like we are?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of success stories in Florida. And
plenty of them.
Businesses, yeah, one of the things businesses want to do is they want to find an environment where they can flourish. They also want to find an environment where they can find really good people to come in and fill positions and so forth, and they want to be in a place that wants them to be there.
Well, the Northeast in particular, with New York, with Pennsylvania, with Connecticut, and also Massachusetts, the Northeast in particular has lost $60 billion in investment capital that all went south or went out into Texas, or some of it may have gone to Nevada by what I'm looking at here. Now, this is the first time in history that the South, Kyle, encompassed by Florida, Texas, Georgia, the Carolinas, and Tennessee, outflanks the Northeast corridor of Washington, Boston, New York, and its contribution to the national GDP. Nine out of the top 15 fastest growing cities are located in the South. Five of them are in Florida, and the Northeast has lost, as I said, over $60 billion since the pandemic. Wow.
Yeah, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that business changed dramatically during the pandemic. People found that they could work in various far-flung locations. Companies could be more spread out and so forth, and they didn't need to be concentrated into these big city centers as they traditionally have been. So, yeah, I'm not surprised by any of this.
Well, you know why. They were lied to by the Biden administration, in particular Dr. Fauci. You know, that little moron. I mean, I hope to hell that when they get around to going after him, they do go after him and they convict him for what he did. He made millions of dollars off what he knew that he didn't tell us about.
Well, all those things starting to come to light certainly are going to play into this next election cycle. There's no doubt about that.
And to kind of explain what the shift's all about and then close out the topic about the financial center moving south from the Northeast, in particular the big Northeast states, the big blue states are losing people and losing investment capital like it's going out of style. In recent years, companies and families have flocked towards red states in the South, seeking the benefits of looser regulation, low taxes, or in the case of state income taxes, three of the states that I mentioned, Texas, Florida, and Tennessee, have no state income tax. And, of course, the increased economy and opportunity with the jobs that have blocked along with them. Now, this transformation only accelerated during the pandemic as conservative states moved away from the lockdowns much faster and shows no signs of reversing. Full speed ahead, baby. Go, baby, go.
Well, absolutely right, yeah.
So, thank you, Joe Biden, for being the fool that you are. And by the way, how can anybody stay in a blue state when the taxes keep going up, the cost of living keeps going up, they now want to take your gas stove away from you, they now want to take your... they want you to be electric with a car and all that sort of stuff. How on earth can they do that? And, oh, by the way, do you know that they're losing more money trying to build electric cars than they are trying to sell them?
Yeah, because I think part of this stuff is that there are these mandates and everybody thinks it's going to work, but the market needs to take it over organically. And so far, we really haven't seen that start to take off. One day, maybe in the far future, it might, but it's not doing it right now.
Now, the Democrats have got to be pulling their hair out because the latest polling data shows Joe Biden way ahead of Robert Kennedy Jr. by some 62% to 16%, and way ahead of Ms. Williamson. She's only got 5%, and that's a Harvard-Harris poll, I might add, but that's not to be, you know, that's to be expected. But they've got to be pulling their hair out when they start hearing about some of these polls, including a Harvard poll, a Harvard-Harris poll, which is about as liberal as they come, showing that the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, Trump has 52 points. That's even higher than it is in South Carolina and Iowa. This is a national poll. Trump has 52. DeSantis has 12. Ramaswamy has 10. He's number 3. Pence has 7. That's 4. Haley has 4. That's 5. Scott has 2. Christie has 2. Burgum, the guy from North Dakota, has 1. Hutchinson out there from Kansas has 1. And Suarez, the Miami governor, 0.
Yeah, well, this is, again, you know, Trump's going to be far and away, you know, as we move into this first part of the primary season, where the proof's going to be in the pudding here when people actually start casting votes, and then we'll see if this is solid and whether or not Trump debating or not debating has any kind of influence over it. Because right now, that's a central question. Will Trump come to the debates?
He's up by 40 points nationally in the Harvard-Harris poll. He's up in the Iowa poll done by Fox Business by 30 points. And in the South Carolina poll, he's up by 34 points in each one of those two states. DeSantis is number 2 in Iowa, number 2 in South Carolina. And Governor Haley is 3rd, and Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, in South Carolina, is 4th. So that's I'm not surprised to hear those kind of numbers and to hear that they're doing good. They are, in fact, the favorite sons, right?
Well, sure, yeah.
But why Christie is going to be in the debates is beyond me. His numbers just don't warrant it. He's down in the bottom three in every state, down in the bottom three. How does that put you in contention when you got people that have zero?
But if you're Donald Trump and you go toe-to-toe against Chris Christie and take all of his criticisms and bat them right back at him, for example, wouldn't that help your campaign a little bit more? I mean, that would really solidify you. Or it would turn out Chris Christie, you know, just saying.
Maybe he'll tell him that his elastic band isn't working.
Yeah, but that would be mean-spirited.
Who cares? Yeah, he's been worse than that. Worse than that. Little Marco, remember that? That was an insult. All right, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take another break. Bottom of the hour break coming up. Don't go anywhere. Got lots more coming your way.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA USA News Update. A Texas Republican says it's up to Congress to come up with a solution to the border crisis. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Congressman Tony Gonzalez said none of the presidential administrations over the past several decades have made significant progress in solving the issue. An expert on gender-affirming health care says transgender issues are not a new thing. Dr. Marcy Bowers on CBS said transgender identities date back to biblical times, but it's become more of an issue today because people are feeling, quote, more comfortable coming out. A White House economic advisor says Bidenomics is going in the right direction. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, White House Council of Economic Advisors Chair Jared Bernstein noted that wages are starting to outpace inflation. A record-setting opening weekend for Barbie, making $155 million. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida, on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And now take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle, and thank you very much, Pete, for putting us on the air over there. We're getting a lot of great responses and a lot of comments and personal messages sent to me, and somebody asked me when I'm coming back to Orlando. I said, well, I don't know. That's up to Orlando. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. It's part of the integrated health plan that I use every day to help my body reduce inflammation when things start to swell up a little bit in my foot and my ankle, and it works quite nicely. Thank you very much. I've been taking it for about 13 years. And because of what's in it, the all-natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, that helps my body to support its natural response to inflammation, which is what gives you the pain. And it lowers or eliminates that pain by alleviating pain going straight to the source. It'll make it more comfortable for you if it doesn't get rid of the pain altogether. Now, it's 100% drug-free. 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And, of course, it supports a healthy response to inflammation while it decreases the discomfort that you're in. Comes in little convenient individual packets or easy-to-swallow capsules in the packet. Supports healthy joints and muscles, and I take it every day. I start my mornings out with a packet of that. With my food, with my breakfast, which is the way you should take it for the best results. Take it with your first meal of the day and then see what happens. And it might work all day. It might not. If it doesn't, then when you have your supper, If you're still having problems, take it, and that'll get you through the night. So there you go. Now, it's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's all, $19.95 for the three-week quick start. And you can get it by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, $19.95 on the three-week quick start. And Kyle has something he likes to tell the people. Go ahead, Kyle.
All you have to lose is pain.
Relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95. Give it a try. Because as Kyle just said, all you have to lose is pain. Well, Mr. Blinken, our Secretary of State or something like that, who just got humiliated in China, I might add, when he pretty much got blown off by those people, says that the U.S. is currently not discussing the nuclear deal with Iran. Well, I beg to differ. Everything I hear is that he is, but they're just not being honest with us.
Well, Secretary Blinken said maybe we'll have an environment, this is a direct quote, so maybe we'll have an environment where we can get back into a conversation about their nuclear program. Right now, we're not in it, unquote, said Secretary Blinken. Yeah.
Well, maybe not officially, but I'm telling you, they are talking back and forth, and that's coming from numerous intel sources that specialize in the Middle East. Not only Denise Simon and some of her friends, but my friends that I've had over the years are telling me that when I ask them about it. So I'll believe what I hear and none of what I hear from the Biden administration. I just don't believe them, don't trust them.
Well, certainly Iran's nuclear program, whatever it may be, and of course also the idea that they continue to build these bunkers and so forth, 200 or 300 feet below the surface, should be very concerning. And I think that they always have to have some kind of contingency plan for that.
Now, I love Newt Gingrich. I think he's a great credit to America. I think he was a tremendous Speaker of the House, did a lot to accomplish some great things, great times, great financial times when he was around. And when he ran for president a few years ago and was in the Florida primary, I actually voted for him because that's how much I thought of him. Now, he's had something very interesting to say after this last FBI document was released. He said, and I quote, "Even the New York Times will soon have to admit we may have a criminal family sitting in the White House." How about that?
Yeah, that's right. We actually have an audio quote from Speaker Gingrich.
Good.
If you'd like to hear that.
Let's play it.
Here we go.
What this says to me is that it's very possible that there was a direct payment to the then Vice President of the United States. It's certainly even more likely that there were payments that were funneled through Hunter to Joe Biden, and the evidence just keeps mounting up every single week. At some point, the dam is going to break, and even the New York Times and the Washington Post are going to recognize that we have a huge problem on our hands. We may have a criminal family sitting in the White House that took money from foreigners in Kazakhstan, Ukraine, Romania, Russia, and China.
So, yeah, it's pretty heavy duty stuff coming from Speaker Gingrich, don't you think?
It is, and I absolutely believe what he said. I absolutely positively believe that's the truth. And anybody that doesn't hasn't been paying attention to these facts now, not just conjecture, but facts that keep showing up via these emails and the stuff coming off the computer. It's in black and white. It's been said.
Well, one of the key things that Gingrich is talking about is the dam breaking and the idea that even the New York Times would have to sit up and take notice. And that's what we start calling a critical mass. Mm-hmm. It's when it becomes overwhelming and people are not able to simply, sort of push it off as, well, that's just partisan stuff going on, because it's not. But it has to get to that point where it becomes, universal.
Well, somewhere along the line, somebody is going to wind up with an impeachment proceedings ahead of them. And it looks like as if you want to take word for word what was said over the weekend, that Jim Jordan, congressman from Ohio and the chairman of the committee that he sits on, is now headed towards a Garland impeachment, according to a statement that he came out following the guidelines of the Speaker of the House, Mr. McCarthy. And here's what it said. It said, if the facts play out that the House The House will then head for an impeachment of Attorney General Merrick Garland, House Judiciary Committee Jim Jordan said on Sunday. The Speaker has been very clear. Speaker McCarthy has said, if we have to go to an impeachment inquiry, we will in fact do that. It's that we need to go because that's where the facts, that's what the facts say, and that's what our Constitution duty is, that we will, of course, move in that direction. Now, I think it's going to happen. I think they're going to impeach or go after Garland. It does, maybe they'll do it, maybe they won't. I don't know. We'll see. But if the Rhino Republicans don't come behind this and get rid of this guy, then by God, you ought to be writing down their names right now and vote them all out of office.
Well, again, you know, once it starts hitting that critical mass, because what Jim Jordan's talking about the facts piling up, about the corruption or favoritism or these kinds of things that we see happening in the DOJ, and if that starts to hit a critical mass, then yes, you would have the impetus for the impeachment of the Attorney General. Yeah.
And what we need to start worrying about, and really worrying about, because it concerns me, is artificial intelligence. Now, it's been around. It's been around for a number of years. Nobody's been talking about it because nobody really knew what was going on. But the military's been tinkering with it for a number of years. And according to Elon Musk, who, of course, is the CEO of Twitter, the logo is going to go. The little bird, the little blue bird is going to go, and they're going to put something different up there. And artificial intelligence will be what will, in fact, run Twitter.
Yeah, that's really interesting to hear. Does that mean that artificial intelligence will ban your account or will censor your post?
Here's what you'll hear.
Mr. Kyle Warren, this is your Twitter artificial intelligence person, and you are clear to post whatever you want, but remember you can't do this, that.
And that's what it'll sound like.
Well, you know, Elon Musk is no stranger to AI because, of course, they have to have basically supercomputers figuring out how to be a driverless vehicle.
Who do you think's driving a Tesla when there's nobody behind the wheel? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exactly right. So obviously he's going to have a lot of faith in it, but to turn over the entire social media platform, I'm not sure they just flip a switch. I think it'll have to be incremental in some way.
And I saw an electric Walmart semi yesterday on the highway. A tractor trailer,
really?
Electric Walmart semi. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Well, and again, these are the things that, you know, especially business looks at because they want to make sure that they can get their costs down.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't know if that's really going to be the case at this point. But the bean counters, as they say, have to be able to make it work. And you still have to have the infrastructure. So a lot of this, mm-hmm. you know, I still think it's mostly in the infancy stages, but it will move fast.
Yeah, by the way, that truck was a local truck running out of a distribution center that's about maybe 40 or 50 miles north of us here. So it wasn't going very far when I saw it in the Tampa area, which means you could make a couple of trips back and forth on a full charge. But it takes a long time to charge those things, so we'll see. But that's the first one I've noticed, and of all places, Walmart. All right, hold that thought there, Kyle. And folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break, and we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
righty. That is Mountain from years ago, Mississippi Queen. Remember that one, Kyle?
Yeah, that's a good one. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that'll get the old blood flowing. By the way, we have some breaking news to report just coming over the wire. Two separate boat crashes, one in Cape Cod, and these are private boats, and the Ozarks have left one dead and 13 injured. Separate boat crashes in Massachusetts and Missouri. I said that as a joke, but anyway, Missouri over the weekend have left multiple people injured and at least one person dead. We'll try to get more for that, more for you from that over the course of the top of the hour. And good morning, Wally. I hope you're doing very well there. Thank you very much for the kudos. We sure do appreciate it. Well, Kyle, excessive summer heat likely again this week. Now, the main story right now is going to be the continued excessive summer heat across the U.S. for much of July. We've had it. But dangerous conditions have been the normal in parts out west where you're at, Texas, and even here in my state, Florida, especially South Florida, where they've had 100-degree-plus temperatures down in Miami, which is not all that common this time of the year. Now, these summer conditions will build and expand across the eastern two-thirds of the country this week and go right on up into the north-central states and the plains before it finishes off by the weekend being back up in the northeast. Now, we've got the schmutz alert we'll be talking about tonight because it's back. But, Kyle, what is going on out west?
Well, we're going to start up in Big Sky Country tonight, Captain, one of our favorite places to start the Western report here. And that has to do with the heat advisory covering mostly the eastern part of the state of Montana, starting around Billings, heading on over towards North Dakota and South Dakota. So you want to be aware of that. You could have temperatures up in the low 100s, it looks like. So that's definitely something to be aware of. Then we've got fire weather warnings for another part of Montana, especially around Missoula. This is going to include Missoula on up to the line with Canada, and maybe just as far down as for our friends in Stevensville, there down U.S. Highway 93, I believe. So you want to be aware of that. Now, the reason we're letting you know this is that there can be gusty winds that can be part of this, so high-profile vehicles, of course, so be careful with that. We continue on with the same kind of conditions, basically, over in Spokane, Washington, down to Walla Walla, down to Fossil in Oregon. And then most of southern Oregon, same story right there. Now, we do have some heat advisories to tell you about more here, and that has to do in the state of Colorado. This is going to be on I-25 starting around Colorado Springs on down to New Mexico. Continued heat advisories there for places like Tucumcari. Also looks like down through Roswell area as well. Albuquerque under a heat advisory. Right now, it's 80 degrees in Albuquerque, so it's a little bit better than it was last week on the last weekend edition of the program, but you get the idea. It's still going to be hot. Excessive heat warnings continue also in southern Arizona. Right now, Phoenix, Arizona, checking in at 99, so that's about comparative to what they were just a couple of days ago, so it's staying there. Now, we aren't seeing the big heat warnings in the high desert of California yet. We've had some pretty overcast conditions, and the temperatures have gone down a little bit right now, but we're keeping our eye on it. And then as far as precipitation right now, if you're in California and you're near Lone Pine, one of my favorite places to stop in on Highway 395, you want to be aware because there's rain there. It's going to go up through Independence and then a little bit of respite until you hit Bishop. So that's what it looks like right now out west. More next hour and back to the captain.
All right. Well, we've got some heat warnings today in Kansas coming across east the course of right on the border, about 50 miles in, it looks like, for about 100 miles, almost all the way to Leavenworth. And we definitely do have that area. It's about 50 miles deep as well from the Nebraska line. But moving on down into Texas, the heat warnings are back for Midland and Odessa, Texas, in that area right now. We've also got some heat warnings coming out of El Paso down on the Mexican border. So that will probably change during the course of the day. As I said, the heat is going to work its way back across the south and work its way into the Midwest and then north.
Now, we've got the Schmutz alert and some rain to boot up in the northeastern corner of Minnesota tonight and the upper peninsula of Michigan, I might add. So, Duluth, you're probably getting a little bit of rain, and the upper peninsula of Michigan, you are getting rain. But that northern part of Minnesota, to include Minneapolis, St. Paul, down about halfway into the state, you've got very unpleasant air conditions. The air quality is really bad. And then across most of Wisconsin, the same thing applies right on down to Chicago. So be advised of that. Once again, warm temperatures are exacerbating this. And the smoke up above, still got fires up there in Canada. And until they get totally out, the smoke's going to be just around. Now, in the mountains, over coming into the middle Atlantic states, in the mountains of North Carolina and West Virginia, and down into the very tip, northwestern part of South Carolina, while we do have some smoke in there and some the possibility of some high heat warnings as well in the mountains. Of course, if it gets to 90 in the mountains, say it's really warm, that also comes down, I might add, into North Carolina as well, the mountains up there around Asheville. And then in South Florida tonight, in particular, once again, West Palm Beach over to Naples and on down to the Keys, you're going to have extremely warm temperatures. And again, the water down there, the water temperatures are in the 90s. So if anything comes along, and there are a couple of storms in the offing, there's one we'll talk about here in just a little bit, but there are a couple of storms in the offing right now that within the next 3 days or so might bear some watching. And one of them is disturbance number one, which has got a 20% chance of cyclone formation over the next 48 hours. It's about 650 miles east of the Windward Islands, but it's coming across the lower part, which means you could drop it right into the Caribbean area and bring it up into the Gulf. We don't know. It's too early to tell. But you certainly should start thinking about what could happen weather-wise in about another 5 to 7 days. So be prepared. All right, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot Flying J, please.
All right, folks, do you want to save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy this summer?
Well, yeah.
You can do that simply.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, you can stop on into a Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. But first, go to pilotflyingj.com. Be sure that you're a member of the My Rewards Plus app, and then you can use their method to text a code to a certain number, and you'll be able to see the price roll back right there on the pump itself. 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas is nothing to sneeze at as you make your way across the highways and byways and interstates this summer. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com for more information. Also, to find out the nearest location to you, that's pilotflyingj.com.
Now, again, folks, you guys are out there, guys and gals, trucking on the highways and byways. If you see something and you think we need to get it up on the air to tell your brothers and sisters about traffic trouble and whatnot, whether it's a wreck or whether or not it's a detour and traffic's backed up, you need to let us know. Call us at 877-969-8600, and we'll get it out on the air for you. All right, there you go. Kyle, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across the Monday morning overnight radio airwaves, broadcasting to America and the world.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.